This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Ramble.
Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. It's Emma Chamberlain. This is Stupid Genius, and I'm fucking under caffeinated today. I did not have enough caffeine. I actually haven't had any caffeine yet, and it is 3 o'clock. Oh my God. Do you understand that this is not okay? Okay. Let's do actually a little bit of guided breathing real quick. I think we all need it. All right, guys. I want you to sit up, straighten your chair, put both feet flat on the ground, hands on your lap, and just take a deep breath. All right. All right. I don't have the attention span to do more than one of those. So we're just going to continue on. All right. So as you know, we're kind of switching up the vibe of this podcast. If you are confused, go listen to the intro of last episode. I'm not going to fucking say everything again. We're basically just going to make things a little bit more chill. And we're now introducing the one and the only Kristen. And she's going to be in this. And she's my producer. And she's going to be helping me. She's going to be the voice, the second voice. She's going to help me get through this. And she's going to be my scientist.
Hello.
Yep, there she is. And so it's going to be fun. So get ready. Okay. But if you want more details on that, listen to the last episode, which you should have listened to anyway, honey. Yeah. We talked about why sweat smelled bad, and I actually recorded it like an hour ago. No, less. Like, I recorded it like 15 minutes ago, so go listen. Anyway, but today we're actually talking about why do leaves change color, which is so funny because I live in California where I feel like leaves just, like, don't really change color.
No.
They don't, right? We
have palm trees. That's probably why.
Yeah, and, like, it's like, okay, yeah, so we just don't. Yeah, we don't have that here. But like when I used to go on vacation occasionally during the fall seasons, like I would see leaves that were different colors and I'd be like, oh, I do love fall leaves. I used to get a little, there was like 1 week in the town that I lived in every year growing up where we would have like yellow leaves and then it was all gone. It was like 1 week max. And it was gone. I don't know if that's how it is normally. I don't know much about leaves changing colors. Like, but all I know is that in my town growing up, we'd have it for like a week and all of the like artsy girls in middle school would like be just taking photos in these leaves like there was no tomorrow. And I was one of them. All right. I was making it my photo op. It was amazing. And then the leaves would disappear and all the trees would be bare and it would be like 60 degrees, which is like very uncomfortable because you just don't know how to dress and you don't know how to act. And there's like no snow, but there's like no rain and there's like wind, but there's like no wind and it's just cold. And you're just like, what am I doing? That's California in the winter. Anyway. So yeah, I do want to know why leaves change color. And I think I know, but I feel like I learned about this, but I don't remember. So that's why I wanted to talk about it. And you know, wait, is it fall already?
Yeah.
No fucking way. Mm-hmm. Wait, I need to make my fall playlist. Wait, oh my God, what the fuck? Oh my God, what the fuck?
What would be on your fall playlist?
I don't know yet. Oh my God. Probably like The Smiths is a very fall vibe for me. Punctured bicycle. You know what I mean? I feel like that would be good for like driving through the crispy air. Oh my God. Wait, I am so ready for fall vibes. Oh. We'll talk about that in a sec. I didn't even realize it was fall. I was about to say like, you know, we need to start talking about the leaves changing because fall's coming, but it's literally fall. So great timing. You know, nothing's really changing here in LA, but it's still fun to talk about. Okay. Still interesting. Good to know. Good fun fact for like your crush that you sit next to in science. All right. Well, I'll explain my like playlist regimen at the end of this episode because I have a very specific way that I like do it by season. And I want to talk about that because it's actually like super interesting how it, well, I'll explain at the end. So we'll talk, remind me guys to talk about why I need to make a fall playlist immediately and why that's important and why that's like a thing that I do and why it's so specific. And I've been doing it for like 2 years. And so I have literally like playlists for every season for the last 2 years. You can go check them out on Spotify if you want. Anyway, but let's get into the actual fucking topic because I'm kind of on X Games mode right now for some reason. Like I just am like screaming and stuff. It's like, sorry. So, all right. First, we have the word of the day, which is chlorophyll, which I already think I know what it is. So can I actually guess?
Guess what it is.
Isn't chlorophyll like the pigment inside of plants that absorbs the sunlight and gives the plant energy through photosynthesis?
Yes.
Yeah, she a bad bitch. Yeah, she's smart or whatever. Wife me up, she's smart.
Gold star. She's slipping everyone off right
everyone
now.
Everyone know... No one knows like when I'm flipping y'all off, but like it's happening again. Anyway, that was actually so. Wait, do you want to add to that or did I kill it?
No, I mean, you got it's chlorophyll is a green photosynthetic pigment found in plants, algae, and cyanobacteria.
Oh my God. Wait, chlorophyll is in the plant that makes matcha?
Yes.
And like that gives it a flavor, supposedly. I was talking about this with my friend the other day, and because we were like trying to figure out what the flavor of matcha was, and we Googled it, and it was like the chlorophyll like makes a flavor.
I didn't know that it was
or something
tasty.
Like it adds to the flavor or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it just makes it colorful and that I just like misread that.
Let me look that up.
Yeah, wait, does it add to the flavor? I know it makes it green, and I know it makes the matcha super green. It makes it like an amazing green color. I've been drinking matcha recently. It's a disease.
In its liquid form, chlorophyll can be added to any beverage. It doesn't taste like much when mixed with other flavors. So, no.
Okay, well, then it was the color, and I'm just... And maybe... Well, then maybe... What was... Okay, then now
Oh, I guess it is. It's minty.
Oh, it's minty?
Yeah, it has a minty flavor.
Interesting. Okay, so then, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Anyway.
It's also used in chewing gum.
Chlorophyll, really?
Occasionally, yeah.
Interesting. Well, I think that was a really great start to this episode. So let's just get right into it. Let's try to figure out why the leaves change color. The thing is, I don't know if chlorophyll is a living thing. Like, it's not living. Like, is it a part of a plant that, like, is alive with it? Like, it needs to, like, you know, your cells in your body are alive, you know what I mean? So, like, is chlorophyll alive?
So, by itself, it can't grow or reproduce or perform a host or other actions required to classify something as living. It's just a pigment.
But, okay, so it's just a pigment.
So, even though it's difficult to find life, a living system is more than the sum of its parts. So, it's just a pigment.
Okay. I will use that to my best ability, and we will try to see why leaves change color for everybody's Instagram feeds. Because that's really the only reason why they do, right? Anyways.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit. And so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
So my first guess, and this is just the first thing I think of, is that the leaves change color when it starts to get cold. And there's like maybe in like less sun. There's less sun. So because there's less sun, the plants can't, like, they can't function as well. You know what I mean? And so then because they need the sun to be like green and thriving and stuff, okay? So then when it starts to get cold out and there's not as much sun, the chlorophyll dies. No, the leaves die. No, wait. The leaves die. And the leaves are the things. The leaves die because they're not getting enough sunlight. So they're not being able to go through photosynthesis. So there's no energy being formed. So then they die. And when they die, the chlorophyll like rots. Okay. And it turns yellow and it turns red and orange. And so basically, yeah.
That's very close.
No way.
You're like so close. Do you want to know what the answer is, or do you
Okay. I'm not giving up. So that was, I felt so stupid when I was saying that. So I'm really happy that that's not super wrong.
Think about what you said with like the cold and sunlight. Think about that.
Okay. So wait, chlorophyll's green. I'm itching my forehead because my beanie's like, I'm wearing a beanie today. I'm a fucking skater girl. Skater boys. You know what I'm always wearing a beanie. You know what they say. Your vibe attracts your tribe. So I'm trying to wear a beanie to attract skater. Okay, I'm gonna fucking stop. So basically, let's try again. Sorry, getting off topic. Just thinking about important things. Okay, so when it gets really cold, the leaves die, okay?
Let me give you a little hint, okay? So you were pretty right on with the sunlight and the cold and stuff.
Okay.
But the reason why leaves, like, change color is different.
Okay. Maybe when the leaves... Maybe when it starts to get colder, the tree stops producing. Okay, when it starts getting cold out, the tree stops producing chlorophyll. No way. Oh my God. Oh my God, stop. This is like so fun. Like, I like feel like I'm like unsolving like a fucking... Okay, so when... Like, because this is crazy, because it's always like, is she going to get it? Okay, like, we don't know. And so, like, that's why it's fun. It's fun for me. I mean, probably not as fun for you guys, but it's so fun for me. And, like, I love myself. Do I? Anyway, so the tree stops producing chlorophyll. So when it's, and leaves don't last on the tree for, like, that long. Like, they're, you know, falling off and stuff. As, like, it starts getting colder out, the tree starts like adapting to that weather, and so it stops producing chlorophyll, knowing that there's no sunlight to be absorbed. So then the leaves that the tree is producing don't have the chlorophyll in it. So they're just these orange leaves that
Was that right?
Basically, yes.
Okay. She's a genius. She's a stupid genius. Welcome back to the podcast. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Emma gets everything right. She's perfect. Not to mention, she's wearing a beanie in this episode, and she has not had any caffeine, and she's fucking losing it. Let's hear the real answer.
Okay, here's the answer. So leaves are colored by molecules called pigments. The pigment that causes leaves to be green is chlorophyll. It's important for plants to make food using sunlight. During spring and summer, when there's plenty of sunlight, plants make a lot of chlorophyll. In autumn, when it starts to get cold, some plants stop making chlorophyll. Instead, those plants break down chlorophyll into smaller molecules. As chlorophyll goes away, other pigments start to show their colors, and this is why leaves turn yellow or red in the fall.
Heck yes, Emma is... Oh, I'm far away. Heck yes, Emma is so awesome.
Yay!
And she is so stupid and so genius. Mostly stupid. I'm so tired. I just want my caffeine. But first, let's talk about me, bitch. It's Brittany, bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
Literally, listen. We talked science. It's time to talk Emma. All right. You know who it is. I already remember that I wanted to talk about my playlist, and I really think you should do what I do. So basically, the way that I structure my playlist is very specific. Okay. So every season, I make a new playlist and I just add all the songs that I'm listening to at that moment onto that playlist. Any genre, whatever, just like my favorites from that season. So like going back to like literally like 2017, I have like a fall 2017 playlist. And when I listen, this is why it's so fucking crazy. When I listen to the playlists from these seasons, like I feel that feeling like that I felt during that time when I listen to those combinations of songs. It's so crazy. Like I have one from last summer and I have a summer 2018 playlist. I was listening to it in the car the other day. I was bawling my eyes out. Because in the car, but I was also very hormonal, but like still like I was. And like, that was because I just like remembered everything. Like when you start listening to these songs, you remember all the memories from that time. You remember what you were doing when you, like, I remember like there's songs like on these playlists. Like it's so, I remember exactly what I was doing when these songs were the songs that I was listening to every time I was in the car, like who I was friends with, what I was doing every day, what I even like looked like. Like I remember all of that. Like what my mindset was like, what like I was, you know, what mental state I was in, what I was like doing, like what I was worried about. I remember all of that because I have these playlists that are from that such a specific 4 month, 3 month period. So I know, like I remember it. So it's like teleporting in my brain. Like it's crazy. It's actually dangerous at times. Like I have to be careful going back to these playlists because it's like unlocking Pandora's box of fucking tears for me because I remember everything and I'm reliving these things. Anyway, but it's crazy cool though because like it's cool that like the music can like really, really, really make your memories so vivid, which can be really, really cool. So making seasonal playlists is very important and I need to make a fall playlist now for 2019 because yeah, I just need to. So if you guys have any like cute indie songs for me, let me know because that's the type of girl I am. And don't indie shame me, okay? Because I actually came up with that term the other day
because I was talking to someone about like music. And you know, when you talk to somebody about music and you don't know what their taste is, you don't know what they like, you don't know whatever, it's always a little nervous for me. Because it's either like, number one, they're going to indie shame me because I like fucking that type of music. Like, not indie, that's an awful word. Like, I just like that genre, like that genre of music, okay? And like, that's just what makes me feel relaxed, okay? So I never know if I'm going to be either shamed for that, or they're going to think I'm going to shame them for that, or they like country music and I can't talk to them. Like, there's so many options, except for Casey Musgraves. Anyways, but like, music is just such a personal thing, and it's so, people love to roast each other about it. And like, it's just very sensitive. It's like, oh my God, you just never know. You never know if you're going to get roasted. But anyway, if you guys know what type of music I like and know anything that you think I would enjoy, although I am very broad, like I actually like everything, like except for like Gonna Do the Two-Step and Backdoor Boogie and Sweetheart. Like, no, I just can't get behind that. Or also like, I don't like EDM either. And I don't like hard metal. Like some people do. And like, that's totally cool, but like not me. Okay. So like, if you have any like fun, like indie songs, if you have any fun, like 80s songs, 70 songs, I even actually like stuff like old, like stuff like from like the 50s too. And I like to listen to that when I'm like in the mood to cry a lot. So like, if anything from there, also I like fun rap too. So send me your recs, okay? Because I need to make my fucking fall playlist. Tweet me literally every good song that you know. And if you don't, I'm gonna be fucking pissed. Because if I don't have a good playlist, it's your fault, honey. So keep that in mind. What else? But I also have like playlists for like when I take a nap. And like nostalgic songs from like a certain era of my childhood. So like, I have a bunch of different playlists. Anyway, go check out my Spotify. I think my username's Emma Chamby. Anyway, regret that username, but it's too late now. Fifth grade was a time, and that's when I made that.
This episode is brought to you by Bye. It's Wonder Water. So I was wondering, what made Bye so great? And it's actually pretty simple. Bye is infused with antioxidants. And whatever flavor you're picking up, for me, it has to be Bye Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney. You'll also find that it has electrolytes and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
I like have been traveling a lot this month, and like, I am definitely a mess. I went to New York, and then I went to San Francisco, and then I went to New York. And then in a few days, I'm going to Paris, and I'm so happy. I love traveling. But wait, did I go to Hawaii this month? Was I in fucking Hawaii this month? No way. No way.
Last month.
No, you're fucking with me, y'all. Wait, let me see this. Was I in Hawaii this month? Oh my God. No, I might as well have been, because I was there at the end of August. I literally don't even live at my house anymore. So I've been like really wrecked, like traveling like that. But I'm starting to get really good at traveling though. Like, I sleep on every flight. It's like it's teleporting. Like, when I used to travel, it used to take a huge toll on me. Like, I'd need like a day to relax. I would need a day off. I would need like, it would make me so exhausted. Now it's like, for some reason, it doesn't hurt as bad anymore. And I don't know if that's just because I'm getting more savvy with it, so I don't spend as much time. Like, I can pack in an hour. I can pack in 15 minutes, actually. Like, I can do all that. And I can, like, get to the airport. I know how to do the whole thing. I know how to pack efficiently. Still overpacking. That never ends. But, like, I don't know. But, I mean, I'm getting better, but it's like, it's still exhausting. Going to Europe is tough because it's like such a long flight, but it's so worth it because like Europe is just so amazing. So I'm going to try to survive. I literally got back from New York like 2 days ago, yesterday morning, 2 days ago. I don't know. And then now I'm going away again. And I just like want to snuggle with Declan for at least a week straight. Like, is that not possible? I'm not complaining though. I'm very grateful, but I am very tired. I'm so tired.
And like, I haven't had my matcha yet today or my coffee. I've been drinking matcha and coffee to balance out the ways I'm getting caffeine so I don't like lose my marbles. I uploaded twice on my YouTube this week. And that's just like so funny to me because that's just like not something that happens. But like, I don't really have a posting schedule. So like, if I have a video ready, I'm not going to hold it. I'm just going to upload it, you know? I try to upload like a week apart every time, but I had a video ready where I lived in my closet for 24 hours. It was traumatic per usual, but you know, but anyway, I can't believe that. So tweet me if you're proud of me. Tweet me if you're not, and just tell me you are proud of me. No, so now that it's fall, we have to start thinking about Halloween. And guess what? I don't like celebrating things ever, okay? Because I am like just not... I like used to love holidays when I was younger. I'm just at an age now where I'm so sorry, but I just can't. Like, I am going to probably just take a few year break with holidays until I'm like a parent. Because then it's fun again. And I can't believe I'm going to be a parent. That's scary. Guys, I'm not pregnant. Don't think that. Sometimes like there was this whole thing on Twitter for like a week where everybody thought I was pregnant. And I was like, no. I'm like, that's so, that is so insulting. And I was not pregnant.
How did that start?
Well, because I kept tweeting about babies. But like, that was just like, because I was on a roll with that topic. I was not pregnant and I'm not pregnant and I've never been pregnant ever. So like, anyway, I can't wait until I'm like 25 and I can like, I'll have a whole new, never mind. I was just going to say, I would have like a whole new genre of things to talk about as like a 25-year-old. You know, like when you like, as you grow, you have a whole new genre of like areas that you can explore.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're like it's like crazy how like, you know, anyway. So that was irrelevant and that's not important. But what am I going to be for Halloween this year? This is up to you guys. Because I swear to fucking God, I am not going to figure it out on my own. I am so bad at Halloween. Like I used to be so good. I would dress up as a zombie every year. Of some sort, like a zombie bride, a zombie student, like a zombie, like kid, like a zombie, like adult. Like I would like just be a zombie princess, like a zombie something every year. And like, that was my thing for a while. Like I, but like now that I'm older, like, okay, last year I last minute decided that I was going to be Barbie, but with a bob. So like a bob, blonde bob Barbie. So that looked weird. Cause I bought this like latex, like tan top that like looked like a mannequin. And I was like, this is so cool. How do I use this? And then I was like, Barbie. But like that is, it was such a bad costume. It did not look good. It was just not right. Cause the hair wasn't long. And like, I just didn't do it right. This year, I don't know what I want to be. I wanted to be Napoleon Dynamite again this year, but I'm literally Napoleon Dynamite every year. I might be Coraline. That could actually be so fun. I've always wanted to be fucking Coraline. So maybe I'll do that. Like, and that would be a fun costume to like make too. Cause I could like make that. It's pretty easy. You just fucking wear like Coraline's one of my favorite movies of all time. So, and I already did Napoleon Dynamite. I could do like somebody from The Shining. Cause I love that movie. That's another favorite movie. But the thing is like, how do you dress up as someone from The Shining? Like that would, but like nobody's going to know that at a costume party. Not in my age group. Everyone would be like, what is that? It would be fun to be like the twins, you know, and doing that with a friend. But like, number one, I doubt any of my friends would want to be the twin with me. Declan could be my twin. We could be the, wait, okay. So I'm either going to be Coraline or the twins from The Shining with Declan. Okay. Or I could be like, wait, what if Declan was like, we mean Declan could do like a couple's costume and like, he could be, give me a sec. He could be like Nemo and I could be like Dory from Finding Nemo. I didn't even like that movie really growing up. No, like I did, but like it was like, okay. Speaking of childhood movies, fuck the movie Up. Just saying, yo, fuck that movie. Like, I was so sad. Like you cannot do that. Like I have like, no. That movie fucked me up. That movie made me so sad. Okay, I need to get my matcha. I think I need to log off. I'm like just losing my fucking mind. Okay, listen. So here's what you guys are doing. You guys are going to tweet me
what the fuck I should be for Halloween. Let me know if I should be Coraline. Let me know if I should be one of the twins from The Shining. Let me know if I should be something else. That is up to you. And I'm going to leave you guys on that. I need to go get matcha and coffee. I like to get both and then like drink both. It's so bad for me in my heart. But anyway, I could be doing worse things to my body. That's like my only vice. So, well, it's pretty impressive. But anyway, all right. Well, I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget, if you want to, you can rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and Spotify and all that. I'm tired. You guys should take a nap today. I believe in you. And go check out my playlist. Why do I try to make these outros so long? Okay, fucking peace and love. Bye.